It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. As always, we so appreciate your taking our conversation and creating Heartline for the radio ministry here in the central San Joaquin Valley. And as Ken said, I am Jim Tuck. We are with Jerry Brenneman, director of Evangel Home, sitting in her office. Jan is with us, and we're going to hear her story. Jerry, we haven't talked about this, but I want to turn the tables and turn things around. We usually close the program with the intramural stuff that goes on here at Evangel Home, but I want to start with the banquet.
Okay.
It's coming up Tuesday the 24th. Talk about that, and let's make sure people are aware and give them a strong encouragement to be part of the evening.
Thank you, Jim. When you said intramural, I thought, hey, where's our volleyball team? Well, that's sort of how our banquet is beginning to feel to me. That kind of active, fun, jumping all around. You know, our theme is A Day in the Life of Evangel Home. And when we started this, it was, okay, we do this, we get up, we do this, we do this. But there is so much that goes on in the day that we don't have a clue is going to happen, which we really can't put in, we can't have that at the banquet because it would be, we would never get to what we really do. It's kind of like when you make a list of what you're going to do in the daytime and then you never get to your list. Mm. That's how many of our days are. And we just thought it would be really fun and instructive for our friends to this year somehow take our show on the road and include them, involve them in what goes on here in a day. So that's what we're doing. You know, we've been, you're involved in it enough to know we have a script and a video. And so we are going to have a video show with live action. I can hardly wait to see how we pull this off. God is going to have to be in major control that night. Because I am already going, I don't know if I can be this on top of it. I have to be. But I'm really excited about it because so many times, Jim, people say, I would love to know what goes on in Evangel Home. Or I would love to hear more from the women. Well, we know that we can't have testimonies from 10 women. That right. just does not... People need, they can't hear 10 testimonies and give the same attention to the 10th that they would to the first. But they can see what the women do all day through the video and through the live action that night. So we actually are going to have some sort of, you know, it's time to wake up. I'm not sure how we're going to pull that off. And we're going to show some classes and some, we're going to talk to some of the women. We're going to have some meals. We're going to show what's happened at the kitchen. And we will have a combination of video. And the video will stop, and then we'll have someone on the stage. Several years ago, I think you were there, Jim, when something happened. It was maybe the first year we used technology to any extent. And, of course, something happened that night, and we had a glitch. And we had a little video, we were going to show it, and it would not work. Mm. Well, evidently, the DVD that we had had melted the CD that we put in. It's very bad when your DVD melts your CD, and you go, ugh. So that night, we threw away the whole script, and we just played it by ear and had a great time. And people enjoyed that. So, again, I think A Day in the Life of Evangel Home needs to be a combination of what really happens, but we have to be fully anticipating unexpected things will also happen, and how do we handle that?
Yeah.
So there we are.
Well,
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am excited too, and I look forward to it because there's a lot goes on here, and we get the questions a lot. Yeah. What happens at Evangel Home? What's your day like? Well, the only answer is we do whatever needs to be done, and I use the we, you know, somewhat loosely because I'm only here one day a week most weeks. But anyway, I think it's going to be informative, and we'll try to make it somewhat entertaining and keep it moving, but instructional and helpful to give people a feel for what happens under the banner, what God's doing at Evangel Home.
And, you know, it's kind of fun, Jim, if all else fails, let's say, and we for some reason the video just doesn't work, we can't get it to go, we will then have the real live people mm-hmm. who know their parts in this, and we'll do it with them. Yeah. And, you know, somehow you and I will sing more than we might usually sing. Well, we sing a lot at Evangel Home.
Well. Have you heard this one? Introduce Jan, and let's hear what God's doing in her world.
Now, Jan has had, I think, a really good last year. And when we talk about a day in the life of Evangel Home, I can't wait for her to share some of her days, because Jan graduates in a few days, and she's here. I told her this is her final exam. She's a little bit nervous, but it's okay. I think, again, this is part of our banquet, not so much Jan's graduation, but we have taped some graduates, and I'm not quite sure what all will be there, but a graduation is what we are all about. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we have the crisis home, and we help people here, and they come and go, but when you look at Janice on Friday, that's what we have poured our heart and soul into, is every graduate who stands there. And so she gets her chance to stand on Friday. And her route to the garden was a bit around, she kind of beat around the bush a little bit before she got there. And I want her to share that, because I think it's a wonderful story. It was like Janice had to humble herself and come back here. She left the crisis home and I think realized that maybe that probably wasn't the best plan.
Yeah.
And you have to be humble to say, oops, can I come back? I was wrong.
Yeah.
And once you can say I'm wrong, wow, does that open up avenues for you?
Yeah, and if I just a quick personal, that was one of the most freeing days of my marriage, when I realized I didn't have to be right all the time. It was okay to admit I was wrong.
Yeah.
Whoa. Life's easier now.
And you know what, Jim? I think it is even harder than saying I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it also can have more of an impact, because you could be kind of glib about I'm sorry. It's kind of like my bad, sort of.
Yeah.
But to say I'm wrong, like, ooh.
Yeah. So, Jan, tell us, bring us up to speed. How did Evangel Home come to be reality for you? What was your world pre-Evangel Home?
Pre-Evangel Home, I was a mother of four sons that I raised. I was an accountant for years, a professional woman, and I found myself abusing alcohol. And I became homeless, and my daughter-in-law found this place, and I came here. And I stayed my 28 days.
And this was last year,
this
correct?
Was last July, August of 2012. And I stayed my 28 days, and I did not appreciate what this program was about at all.
You still thought you could handle it on your own?
I thought I was a whole lot better than what this place could offer, that I could do it myself. Mm-hmm. And I spent 90 days in my car and realized that I was really wrong and that I needed some correction in my life and guidance.
More tools.
Yeah. And so I came back and I was very receptive. I just opened myself up to everything this program could offer me, and it has changed my life.
So you came back to the shelter, to the crisis home again, and then into...
And then into the garden program.
And the garden is primarily the alternative sentencing, but some women like Jan are self-sentenced there because of the higher accountability factor.
Correct, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, and when did you go into the garden?
In December of 2012, December 10th.
And you're getting ready to graduate in 3 days.
Right, I am on Friday.
Recap 9 months. What is your world the last 9 months?
Well, I will go back initially, because I had a very hard time giving up my freedom. And so I took it day by day, and I just prayed each day. If you want me to stay here another day, just keep me here, you know. So each day I became more open and open and open. And like I said, I just opened myself up. And I have met wonderful people. I have built a relationship with God that I didn't know existed.
Mm.
That's the number one thing.
Mm. You've taken a lot of classes in the last 9 months.
I have.
Any one or two classes stand out as particularly helpful or significant in your process and growth?
My Timothy class.
Tell me about it.
Well, Joy is the instructor, and she starts with the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and we just go through and do studies on each of the books, you know, and the different verses and what they mean, how they can apply to our lives nowadays, what they meant back then. And so I've just, being that I was building a relationship with God, I seemed to identify and almost crave that information. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was so important to me.
How about relationships within the ministry here?
Oh, the women that work here and devote their lives and their ministry to us is so, I see the word pour into our hearts. That's what they do. They pour their hearts into ours. And can I be specific about one?
Sure, because if we don't like it, we can always edit it.
Jo Janelle, I owe my being here to. Yeah. She welcomed me back when she found out that I was out on the streets again. She talked to one of my children. Bring her back. And so I owe her for my coming back in here. So she's very special to me.
Now you're going into a Community Connection kind of transition program. What do you see in the next 6 months? Have you allowed yourself to look?
I have. And I'm very optimistic. I see work. I see employment. And that is so important to me to get back
in the accounting world.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Are you certified? Are you CPA?
I am not certified, but I've done everything up to tax returns. I do financial statements. I've worked in 35 years of doing full charge bookkeeping, and yeah.
Wow. And what about your four boys?
Oh, my four boys. One of them, he and his family live in San Diego, and I have three sons that live here. Two of them hopefully will be at my graduation on Friday.
Are they supportive?
Extremely, yeah.
I remember the first phone call when Janice came in here last year to the crisis home, because I remember her son, I think one of their wives, they were trying so desperately to do tough love, and they knew they couldn't do anything, and so they were hoping that Janice would come in here. And so they were instrumental in at least getting her here. And so I know they must be incredibly proud isn't quite the right word, because you're relieved, you're hopeful, all of those things, because they have their mom back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully she stays back, because I think there is nothing in life, there are things harder, but when we're losing someone to drugs and alcohol like that, that's...
Yeah, we're out of time. Where did the alcohol start?
My father was an alcoholic, and it started from there.
Did you start early?
No, very late in life.
Wow. Well, we're out of time. Jen, you got 5 seconds.
What I wanted to say is when my children asked me to babysit my grandchildren for the first time, I knew I had my family back.
Oh, what an awesome thing. Hallelujah. Ken, we're out of time. It's your turn. Thanks for joining us, my listening friends, on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.